The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it in the dish." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized what he said, why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told them, "Buy what we need for the feast," or "to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you do not deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. I think if you follow the readings during Holy Week, they encapsulate all of our lives in many ways. And in the readings, a good way of following the Holy Week ceremonies, and especially following the readings, is asking yourself, where do I fit into all this? And you will find many, many examples of where we fit in. How often we make promises, or we make statements, and we just shoot them from our top of our head or from our mouth, and they mean very little. They mean very little. "I will lay down my life for you," said Peter. Totally from the top of his head, or right out from his mouth, I will lay down my life for you. And we know that when it demanded courage and when he was called to follow what he said, he failed. How often you and I fail. It is human. It is human to fail. And I was reading somewhere very recently that perfection is much less important than repentance. And to the extent, and it happens time and time again, I experience it in my own life and in many people's lives that come to me and talk about what is going on in their lives, that is very often through failure and particularly sin, and maybe big sin at times, that we come closer to God. Because maybe for the first time in our lives, like Peter did later on, that he experienced the sheer, profound mercy of God. The sheer, amazing mercy of God. And I hope in your lives, and even if you have not realized that yet, that you too will come to realize someday the sheer mercy of God. And there is never, never any need to, like Judas, walk out into the darkness and remain there. We can always come back to Jesus.